Please rise. The order of liturgy begins on page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you, with your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their measuring line goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Amen.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
All three lessons for today point our attention to the sanctity of human life already in the womb. The first reading is in Jeremiah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite you to speak with me the fifth commandment today and the meaning. The fifth commandment: you shall not murder. We should fear and love God, so that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in every physical need. A second reading is in Isaiah chapter 49. As we hear Isaiah recording the words of the Son of God: "Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, 'You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified.' But I said, 'I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my right hand is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God.' And now the Lord says, 'He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength.' He says, 'It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise. Gospel according to Luke 1, beginning at verse 39.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we invite forward children. Children ages 0 to 93. Whoever wants to come on up, come on up. The folks, you might have to help me get up again, okay? Can you do that? Come on over. Thanks for coming up today. There's one more at least coming on up. Coming on up. Thanks for coming up today. There's Maverick, right? That's great. That's great. So today, I want you to think about what you're going to be when you grow up. Do you want to know what I wanted to be when I was about your size, Oliver? I wanted to be a home run hitter for the Minnesota Twins. I wanted to be the next Harmon Killebrew. Did you ever hear of Harmon Killebrew?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Does anybody here? But it didn't work out for me, did it? It did not work out for me. When I was about 14 years old, I realized I really wasn't very good at baseball, so that dream ended. Do any of you know, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to work in my own shop.
You want to work in your own shop?
Yeah.
That's great. And Oliver, do you know what you want to be?
No.
Do you have any ideas at all? All right, you want to do something like your dad does? Because your dad's really smart, isn't he? Yeah, he's really smart. He fixes. He's a mechanic. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what you want to be?
A gymnastics coach.
A gymnastics coach?
Girl.
A gymnastics girl. That is great. That is great. They do unbelievable things, don't they? Yeah. Amy, do you know what you want to be when you grow up? All right. Well, today, Maverick, do you know what you want to be?
Your dad grew up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, someday when I grow up, I still want to do something different. I want to mow lawn at a country club. That's what I want to do. I really do. All right. So in today's text, Jeremiah says, he's a prophet. And God said to him, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations." So three things I want you to learn today. Number one, God already knows what you're going to do when you grow up. God knows exactly how long you're going to live
and what you're going to do. So that's kind of cool, right? That God knows. Yeah. And you don't have to know. You don't have to figure it out for some time yet, right? And secondly, God knows that you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to make some mistakes and you're going to do some sinning, right? And the good news about that is that he sent his only son to be your Savior, right? He sent his only son to be your Savior, and Jesus promises to love you and forgive you and be with you in all the chapters of your life. And number three, I want to just tell you that not only does God know what you're going to do, but he has important things for you to do, important things for you to do. And he promises to bless whatever you do right. So he's going to forgive what you do wrong, and he's going to bless whatever you do right. Can we pray about that today? Can you repeat after me? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiving our sins. Help us to trust in you. Always. Amen. Thanks for coming up today.
Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, today's sermon is the second in a series of three sermons with the title, God Says Yes. Today, he says yes to us already in the womb. We hear from the prophet Jeremiah, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And we hear from the prophet Isaiah, the Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, the theme of our three-part Epiphany sermon series is the title of a song written by longtime director of youth ministry in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Terry Dittmer. A song many congregations sing at baptisms. The song title is, "And God Said Yes." And the verses talk through the journey of faith that begins in baptism. Last week we explored God saying yes to us in the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan, and how God says yes to us. I'll be your God, I'll be your Savior, I'll be with you in all the chapters of life in our own baptism. Next week we will explore God saying yes to us on the cross, in the suffering and in the death of Jesus Christ. Today on this Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, we explore the simple truth that God said yes to us already in our mom's wombs, and even before that. In our Thursday devotional, Debbie and I read a theory of one pastor that the two most important days of life, according to one pastor, the two most important days of life are the day we were born and the day we understand why we were born. All three Bible readings for today invite us to know these two simple and life-changing truths. Number one truth today is that each of us was created by God marvelously and wonderfully in our mother's wombs. Truth number two is that God has unique and important purposes for each one of us to live out in our various vocations. Truth number one is to state the obvious, or should be obvious anyway, that each one of us was created marvelously and wonderfully in a unique fashion in our mother's wombs. The abortion controversy is near and dear to my heart. I've been preaching a pro-life sort of a sermon for 40 years in a row. Some years I get pretty fired up. I got so fired up one year my mom wrote me a letter and she said, "You need to settle down, Larry." When I get to this topic with confirmation classes and youth groups, I often begin the discussion with the fact that on this topic I've lost my sense of humor. I say to them, if you're ever going to sit up straight, if you're ever going to listen to what I say, if you're ever going to not mess around, this would be your time. There's nothing funny about 3,000 children being destroyed by abortion every day in this great land of ours. There's nothing funny about millions of people in this country accepting the lie that a woman's right to choose death takes precedence over an unborn child's right to live. There's nothing funny about 61% of United States adults now of the opinion that abortion should be legal most or all of the time. In our first reading for today, we learned that already in the womb and even before that, God knew Jeremiah by name. He ordained that he would be a prophet to the nations. Already in his mother's womb, God was busy designing Jeremiah with all of the gifts and all of the talents he would need to begin his 40-plus year ministry. He began his ministry in the year 627 BC under the pious and the good King Josiah Jeremiah's ministry ended about the year Jerusalem was destroyed. Keep in mind that the Lord's choice was entirely rooted in his grace. The bottom line purpose for every one of Jeremiah's days was for him to be preaching both the law and the gospel. His purpose was to say exactly what God commanded him to say to his people. He was to preach the law in all of its terror and the gospel in all of its sweetness. The law with every one of its threats and the gospel with every one of its promises. The law in all of its ugliness and the gospel in all of its beauty. Isn't that what God is saying in verses 8 and 9? As God touches Jeremiah's mouth, symbolizing that he would be giving Jeremiah the words to say, and that he was appointing Jeremiah to do the work of uprooting and tearing down, the work of destroying and overthrowing, the work of building and planting. So also in our second reading for today, the prophet Isaiah records the words of Jesus Christ. The Lord, Yahweh, called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. From the beginning, you know this, from the beginning, God's plan for the deliverance of the world involved the coming of a child who would be born of a virgin. The words of Jesus would be cutting through all of the pretense, all of the hypocrisy. The words of Jesus would be exposing every bit of unbelief. They would be like a polished arrow hitting their target every time. The words of Jesus would be a perfect teaching of both law and gospel. The law with all of its curses and the gospel with all of its rewards. The law with all of its consequences and the gospel with all of its blessings. The law constantly rocking the boat. And the gospel always calming us in the middle of the storms. Jesus would be delivering a salvation, first of all, to the Jewish nation and then to the Gentile nations. Jesus would be living the perfect life the world needed him to live. He would be learning obedience as he suffered all that he was appointed to suffer. Jesus would be saying yes to his Father and to the world as he did all that he did. God would be saying yes to all who are repenting today and to all who are believing. To us this very day, the Father says, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Yes. In the shedding of his blood, there is forgiveness for you. Yes. In his death, there is life. Yes. In his resurrection, you may know for certain that Jesus is who he claimed to be. In the resurrection of Christ, you may know for certain that all of his teachings are true. In his resurrection, you may be certain of your own resurrection. Could there be any better news on Sanctity of Life Sunday? That in spite of the fact that our society seems more and more like it is bent on going to hell in a handbasket, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Christ stands among us this morning with a grace that is amazing, with a mercy that is all-encompassing, and with a peace that is beyond understanding. Even though the gates of hell seem to be prevailing against the church, they are not, and they never will. The forgiveness of sins is never very far away. God keeps saying to us, yes, your sins are forgiven. Yes, my Son is ruling all of heaven and earth on behalf of the church. Yes, Jesus is always with us as our prophet, our priest, and our king. God keeps saying yes to us in the preaching and the teaching and the hearing of his word. He says yes to us as often as the waters of baptism are splashing. He says yes to us as often as we are eating and drinking at the communion rail. Which brings us to the purpose of all of this good news. By definition, good news is meant to be shared. Week after week, we gather in this beautiful sanctuary to be loved and to be forgiven and to be served. And then we scatter, right? We scatter into all the corners of Waseca County looking for hurting and wounded and troubled people who need to be loved and forgiven and served. Truth number two is that God has important purposes for each one of us individually and for all of us collectively. You will see in your bulletin and search today, the stated mission of Lutherans for Life is to be equipping Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life. To be gospel-motivated voices for life. The vision of Lutherans for Life is that every Lutheran congregation would be upholding the God-given value of human life and influencing society to do the same. Influencing society to do the same. On the one hand, we want to be taking a stand with God's word of law. We want to be calling sin, sin, and wrong things, wrong. On the other hand, we want to be taking a stand with God's word of gospel and to be directing anybody who might be listening to a Savior. A Savior whose light is brighter than any darkness we may be hiding. A Savior whose grace is stronger than any of our weaknesses. A Savior whose love is deeper than any of our hatred. A Savior whose forgiveness is wider than any of our sinful habits. Blessed was Mary among all women. And blessed was the fruit of her womb among all wombs. Those are the words of Elizabeth to her young cousin Mary as these two women swapped their surprising stories of pregnancy and what was yet to come. Luke records for us that the Holy Spirit had filled the very soul of Elizabeth. The Spirit had filled the very soul of Elizabeth, and oh, how these two ladies must have reveled in the realization that the favor of the Lord was resting upon them and that the favor of the Lord would be with them into their future. Even little John the Baptist gets into the act. Already in the womb, he leaps for joy at the presence of his Savior. Later in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus urged his disciples to be rejoicing in the days when they would be persecuted and hated for living out their Christian faith. Jesus promised, "Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their fathers treated the prophets." There are those who would insult and dislike and perhaps even hate Christians today, who would take a strong stand for the sanctity of life beginning at conception and going all the way to dying breath. Jesus would teach us today, rejoice in that day and leap for joy because great is your reward in heaven. Dear friends in Christ, already in my mother's womb, God knew me by name. He knew exactly how my life and ministry would unfold. He knew that I would be your pastor in these days. He knew that I would be preaching the fifth commandment this very day in all of its seriousness and the gospel in all of its cheerfulness. Already in your mother's wombs, God knew you by name. He had already ordained all of your days and how they would be unfolding. He has appointed you in the days ahead to be gospel-motivated voices for the sanctity of human life. Your assignment in the days ahead is to be calling wrong behavior wrong and right behavior right. Together as pastor and people, our calling is to keep the message straight and to get the message out. Keep the message straight and get the message out. The kingdom of God is like a medium-sized church in a medium-sized city full of folks who rejoice in the presence of their Savior, for they know their rewards are great in heaven. These folks take great comfort in knowing that God said yes to them already in their mother's wombs and even before. They revel in the truth that the favor of God rests upon them and will never leave them. They revel in the truth that God has created them wonderfully. He has designed them marvelously. He has given them unique purposes to fulfill in all their stations of life, whether they be married or single, employed or retired, elderly or middle-aged, or youth, or in the prime of life, whenever that is. The kingdom of God is like a congregation of believers who want above all else for God to be glorified. They want the name of Jesus to be known. They want life to be respected. They want the cross of Christ to be lifted high. They aspire to be famous out and about in their community. Famous, first of all, for confessing their sins so that the grace of God could sweep over them and be in their midst. When they call wrong things wrong, they make sure to do so with humility. They speak as one beggar might speak to another beggar, telling him where he might find some bread. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace of God, which surpasses human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life eternal. Amen. Seated, please note that the hymn that we're singing during the offering is printed in your bulletin.
For you and for me. And God said yes to you. He said yes.
yes to me when the baptism water flowed freely. In the name of the Father, the Spirit, the Son, the journey of faith had begun. He whom he may devour, offering all kinds of fortune and fame. But when the devil seeks his due for the things he's offered you, just say, no, I don't play Satan's game. And God said yes to you. He said yes to me when the baptism water flowed freely. In the name of the Father, the Spirit, the Son, the journey of faith had begun. Well, each and every day is great. It's a day to celebrate what the Lord in his mercy has done. Whatever any day shall bring, baptism water flowed freely. In the name of the Father, the Spirit, the Son, our journey of faith had begun. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift might be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Today we pray for the church, the body of Christ, and the elect whom he has called into faith and fellowship, and for this congregation now gathered at his bidding around his word and table. Lord, in your mercy, for the missionaries in the field, for newly planted congregations, and for each of us in our baptismal calling, Lord, in your mercy, for husbands and wives, for all women with child, for children and families, for the Spirit to renew our appreciation for the sacred gift of life and our responsibility to protect life from conception to its natural end. Lord, in your mercy. For the agencies and ministries that support pregnant women and their children, for our service to the poor and those in need, and for God's blessings upon our works of mercy. Lord, in your mercy. For the nation and our president, for the governor of this state, for all judges and magistrates, and for those who serve us as firefighters, police, disaster workers, and medical personnel, Lord, in your mercy. For the sick and those who care for them. For those who mourn, and for those who struggle with all kinds of illness. Today we especially pray for the family of Terry Gettle and Rick Sickle, whose brother Mike Sickle has passed away. Lord, we ask that you be with the Sickle family and that you help them in their days of grief to fix their eyes on you, Lord Jesus, in whom there is resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, we pray today for those who are in hospice care, including Harold, for those hospitalized in recent days, including Marion Rosenau and Jim Ross, for those recovering from surgery, including Lauren, for those with health concerns, including Bob and Timothy, Darlette, Cole, Orville, Eva, Jolaine, Marsha, Brian. Heal them according to your will. Help them not to be afraid, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for Noah Griffin and Heather Donahue, who will be united in marriage this week, that their marriage, O Lord, would be a little picture of the heavenly marriage between you, Lord Jesus Christ, and your bride, the church. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all the servicemen and women serving in the military, including Noah and Ryan, Jacob and Jordan, Jacob, Aaron and Sarah, Kylie, Jason, David and John. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for this congregation as we commune at your table, that you would refresh us with your forgiveness, O Lord, and send us forth with peace, the peace only you can give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue into the service of the sacrament on page 194. Please rise. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for what had been hidden from before the foundations of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son, in him being found in the substance of our mortal nature. You have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you. For the forgiveness of sins, this do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Now may this true body and blood of Jesus Christ preserve you in true faith unto life eternal. Depart in his peace. Amen. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace.